first mission of the fifth pack of Zav, and a negev Zav, Zav negevah, someone who's touching the Zav, or the Zav is touching him, or masita is a Zav, or Zav masita, or he's moving the Zav, or the Zav is moving him, or picking him up. All these situations, while he's in contact with the Tumah, then if he touches Matama Oichel Mashkim, if he touches Oichel Mashkim, they become a Rishon L'Tumah, a Kli Shetef, and also if he touches Kalim that are Makabel Tumah, like Kalim of metal or wood, they will also become Tumah, the Maga, by touching them. But Lova Masav, if he picks them up without touching them, they will not become Tumah. Klal Amar Avishu, Shu made a general rule. Kalim Matama Begodim Shas Mako, a person who is presently touching a Tumah that is has the power to make not only him Tumah, but his garments Tumah, as he's touching this tumah, if he touches food, the food becomes a reach in the tumah, or the liquid food becomes liquids that are makabel tumah become a reach in the tumah. If he touches somebody's hands, when they per those hands become sheni l'tumah. But if he touches another person, the entire person will not become tumah, or klicheres will not become tumah. So included in the Tumas Megadim is also Tumas of Kalim of metal and wood that he touches. So once he stopped touching the Tumah, the Tumah that he was touching, in this case the Zav, then he's still Tumah. Now he's a Rishon LeTumah, and therefore he's Metama Oichel Mashkim Lias. Metama Mashkim Lias Tchila. If he touches Mashkim, then even though he's a Rishon LeTumah, the halach is that a Rishon LeTumah makes mashkim also a rishon l'tumah, but oichel v'yadayim liyoshnius. And oichel, he goes down one level. He was a rishon. The oichel becomes a sheni l'tumah, and also if he touches someone's hands, he becomes a sheni v'nimatam v'godim. He's not matam v'godim anymore, since he's not touching the tumah.